This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Orioles in search of a fifth straight win as they look to sweep away Kansas City. Jeremy Hellickson making his Baltimore debut. He would get some offensive support bottom two from another new face.
And Salvi really works it. Here's the pitch. And there's a swing and a line drive to right field. That's going to be a base hit. It will get down and score. Mancini from second base in Baltimore takes a 1-0 lead on the double by Tim Beckham. Well, Beckham, the kid they picked up before the trade deadline from the Tampa Bay Rays, and he has played well in his first two games with now three hits and two doubles. Jason's had a lot of success against this Baltimore ball club. This is his ninth start, and he has an excellent 1.94 ERA. Pitch on the way is swung on, belted to left field, and deep, away back, and gone. 3-0 Baltimore. So the birds keep on hitting. They have been swinging the bats very well of late. I told you they have won 10 of their last 15 games in at home. 7-2 their last nine, but they have jumped in front of Kansas City early in all three games.
And they're hitting his fastball pretty hard. Of course, he uses his fastball to set up his off-speed stuff normally. And the pitcher Hellickson is ahead of him 0-2. Let's see if Moose can just find some way to get a hit here, bring in a couple of runs. A fly ball to an outfielder would score Melky from third, as there is only one out. 0-2 on Moose. Hellickson deals. And Moose swings and misses at the off speed and strikes out. That was a curveball. And it's the third strikeout for Hellickson. And Moose is standing at home plate, very frustrated. Did he think he got a piece of that?
Yeah, you know what? Either way, it looked like the catcher caught the ball, but it was a ball. He should not have been swinging at it. His curveball has been exceptional tonight. It's actually been better than his changeup, and he's been going to it more and more. And he was able to get Mike out front.
Pitch number 81 on the way from Hellickson. Here it comes. And a swing and a little squibber up the first baseline right to Davis. He steps on the bag. And the Royals are down in the sixth. They fail to come through in a golden opportunity. They had second and third, nobody out. And Hellickson pitches out of trouble. We go to the home sixth inning in Baltimore. 3-0 Orioles.
And then a fat breaking ball that curled back over the heart of the plate to Mancini, which was roped to left, and then a mistake to Davis, which is ripped for another double, and now a solid single to right center, and this will score another as Davis comes home, and it's now 6-0, and Beckham's not stopping at second base. He races to third and is there with a triple. So 6-0 Baltimore, and they've broken this one open.
The O's finish off a three-game sweep as they take it 6-0 for their fifth win in a row. Jeremy Hellickson's seven scoreless innings continues a remarkable run for O's starting pitchers, who own a collective 0.76 ERA during Baltimore's current five-game winning streak. The Royals' offense could get nothing going against Jeremy Hellickson in his Baltimore debut, as Kansas City suffered a three-game sweep after a 6-0 loss on Wednesday. Here is Royals skipper Ned Yost.
You know, we got a team that didn't quit. We battled no matter what the situation is, and you know, that pitch was nowhere close to being a strike. You know, I don't mind it if it's the first strike. You know, you got a chance to recover, but the third strike, we don't quit. And I know umpires got a tough job, but that definitely wasn't a strike.
Is that base somewhat too off the previous at bat for Moose, where you thought maybe he had fouled it?
I didn't think the ball, he fouled the ball off and hit the dirt. I know it did. So, I mean, you know, it's umpire's jobs to see that, and there's four of them out there. None of them saw it. And that was a crucial situation. I mean, that's a situation second and third, nobody, or one out. But the guy that's got 30 home runs up for the third strike, which actually was a foul ball.
Fargy tonight, just one bad inning, the rest of them.
Really, just kind of one bad pitch, really, to Joseph. He was trying to go up to, up and away to Beckham, and he did a nice job of just kind of driving it that way for the first run. But the pitch to Joseph was a mistake. He caught center of the plate. But, you know, when you don't score, the first one's the one that kills you, and that was Beckham's ball.
So many ebbs and flows in this game. You guys came in the hottest team in baseball offensively for 14 games, and then you run into this. And,
yeah. They did a nice job of neutralizing the middle of our order, and that's what makes us tick. You know, the middle of our order, the 3, 4, 5, 6, you know, that's what makes us go. And they did a great job of changing speeds, hitting their spots, and keeping us off balance.
The Royals return home on Thursday to open a homestand against the Mariners.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.